Our young people, and adults too, seem to be spending more and more time in front of the screen, whether that's on the phone, playing video games, or even watching the latest social media fad. How is this impacting them and those around them? We're going to dive into the topic of screen time next on Engaging Today's Teens. Welcome to Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast by Youth for Christ. I'm Doug Fitzgerald, and I'm joined by Pastor Matt Schulte. Matt has been working with teens for over two decades, and now he's raising his own. So let's jump in with this journey with him and learn about how to engage today's young people. Now, Matt, it seems that our teens are becoming more and more obsessed with their time in front of the screen. How is this impacting them and those around them?
Actually, let me start off with a story here. I didn't think about this until just now. But last week I was on a trip with 25 middle school boys. Okay, we were off in Estes Park, Colorado. So beautiful, it was snowing, all, you know, we pull up, and this is the first time this has ever happened to me. Within 3 hours of arrival, I had two middle school boys crying to me.
What'd you do?
And I had never had this. I mean, I had seen middle school boys cry, but never like the second we showed up like that. Well, it was because we took away their phones. And, you know, one kid was crying saying, I fall asleep every night by watching TV. You know, and this other kid was saying, I need to, you know, message my friends. And I'm like, you're with your friends, you know? And so these two boys, tall, kind of strong, strapping, growing young men, were totally brought to their knees, all because they didn't have their screen for, it was literally 3 hours into the trip. They were crying. And so screen time is an absolute issue for teens. I saw it in, it's an issue for all of us, but I, you know, it's better, easier to point your fingers at other people rather than point them at yourself.
Right, right.
So it's a major issue for screen time. Screen time is a major issue for kids. And it really, I have seen over and over again that it creates in teens a kind of a reclusive thing, you know, where they're hiding more in the corner, they're running off to the bathroom, they're doing these things to get away from people, to be reclusive while they're looking at their phones. I think I've noticed as well in the lives of teens that it creates the sense of the unreal being right, more important than the real. And so I see that. I mean, research is so clear that too much screen time leads to obesity, sleep problems, neck problems, you know, back problems, even hand issues, depression. I mean, and lower test scores in children has been connected to this. And it's, and so there's, screen time is a major issue amongst teens.
And I know for young girls and women as well, that self-image, that's becomes an issue because they start trying to either pair up and see how do they stack up against either friends that they see on social media or, you know, videos or other people. And it really can hurt their self-esteem.
Yeah, absolutely does. It really can crush it because we... You know, when we are on social media, we put our best face forward.
Right.
You know, we don't put a picture of ourselves as we just roll out of bed. We put our pictures with all of our friends smiling and we're in a cool and exciting place. That's what we put out there on social media. And so, yes, teens spending, especially girls spending a lot of time on social media. Instagram has been under major attack on this recently, and rightfully so, because it's having a detrimental impact on our teens. And so social media use on screen time has just these major problems. But I would point out, Doug, that I think a lot of times our, you know, older generation like you and I think that's what kids are doing on their phone, but they're actually doing a lot more than social media on the phone.
Right. Well, back when I was growing up, I don't know about you, but we had one television, right?
Yep.
And if we wanted to get screen time, we usually had to fight off our brothers and sisters or our family,
yeah,
or join together and decide together what we were going to watch. We didn't have access to the phones that we have now and iPads and computers and laptops and all that. What kinds of things are young people doing on their screens today?
So obviously social media is happening on there. So we Facebook, not so much with teens, but Instagram and some of those other apps are just big time for teens right now. So social media is happening. But I was actually surprised when I was on that trip to Colorado when we gave back their phones, two things happened right away. Number one is they didn't actually go on social media. They actually went onto their games and, you know, cleared up a lot of, I don't know if you've done any of these games, Doug, but a lot of these games, you level up, and then a certain amount of time has to pass before you can level up again.
I didn't know.
They popped open their games and were leveling up their characters because enough time, actual time, had passed. So games, but then even more than that, I was shocked on the drive home as they had their phones. Everybody was on YouTube. When you and I talk about watching TV, we think about watching TV on a TV, and we think about a series or, you know, episodes, you know, that come out in a serial format. But kids are watching YouTube, and on YouTube, they're watching gaming videos. They're just watching people play a game so that they can learn how to do it better. So gaming videos are super popular on YouTube right now. Another kind of video that I see that kids are watching a bunch of times is like, you don't have to watch The Office to be an expert on The Office. Instead, you go on YouTube and you watch somebody else dissecting the TV show The Office, and you just repeat what they say, and now you're the expert.
Like Cliff's Notes.
Yeah, yeah, like exactly. It's like Cliff's Notes, you know, where there's these shows that are breaking down what's happening in our culture or what's happening on TV and movies. And it gives you kind of the one-up on being the smarter person in the room by just watching YouTube videos on it. So you don't actually watch. Kids oftentimes are not watching The Office. They're watching videos analyzing The Office.
Right,
or,
right.
You know, pick whatever series you want to choose. But you can find them on anything in there.
One of the things I found on YouTube that kind of sucked me in that I wasn't used to until about a month ago are these reels, right?
Oh,
these,
yeah,
like 15, 20, 30-second videos. Very entertaining. Next thing you know, you start watching them. The next thing you know, an hour's gone by.
Yeah.
And you're like, what in the world did I just do?
Yeah.
And that's going on all the time.
Turns out these major corporations know what they're doing.
Exactly.
They know how to get our attention and keep it by using algorithms and things like that to draw us in deeper. And I think that's where one of the major problems is with screen time, is that without limitation, kids will never leave their screen.
Right. What does God say about this?
Well, so that's a great question. So obviously, no social media back in the Bible.
Right.
But Jesus does talk about this in a slightly different ways. In Matthew 15:10, he says, "Listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not make him unclean, but what it comes out of him is what makes him unclean."
Yeah.
And I think that's a good message for all of us to remember, is that if we, you and I, Doug, or other adults or other teens are spending too much time on screens, first of all, we are not unclean because we've watched that or because we've engaged that screens too long. What can break our relationship with God and with others is what of that we regurgitate? What comes out of our heart and out of our mind because of what's on our phones? And so, first of all, I want us all to hear, there is no judgment for being on screen. There is no, there might be judgment from your friends.
Right.
But there is no spiritual judgment for spending too much time on screens. But there is what can make us unclean is what comes out of our heart and what comes out of our mind and our mouth. And so I just want to take, I guess, that moment and just say, hey, it's not what goes in, but it's what comes out that breaks.
It reminds me of that principle, you become what you think about.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you're thinking about it or you're allowing it to come in, it's going to impact you in one way or another.
Yep.
And that's what you're talking about. So let's talk about action steps here. If, you know, if we realize that our young people are spending too much time in front of the screen and it's having a negative impact on them or possibly those around them, what can we do about that?
Well, I would, it's going to sound a little bit like a repeat from our last episode, but it's the same process exists with this because gaming and social media or screen time is so similar. You know, it's a technology that's in our pocket. We got to take it the same way. Number one, we got to be curious. If we want to know where our kids' hearts are, if we want to know how screen time is affecting them, let's ask questions. Just sit down and just ask them questions. What are you doing when you're on your phone? What are you looking at? What are kids talking about? How does it make you feel once you've been on your phone for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour? So first of all, we got to be curious. And then secondly, we've got to establish healthy boundaries. Mm. I mean, kids, their filter, their awareness, teens, their awareness for when is a good time to stop has always been gone. This is not new in this generation. I mean, this goes back hundreds of years, decades. I mean, think back to the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, all whatever the temptation of the day was, teens always veered towards excessive use. And that is what's happening with screens as well. We are veering towards excessive use. And so we've got to establish healthy boundaries. In our household, it's no phones, no devices in the bedroom. Like that's right. One of our boundaries. We also have a boundary that says, I mean, we don't give our kids much leniency on this. So they get a half hour on weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to play on their phone. They can use their device, their iPads during the week, but it has to be for educational purposes. But as far as free use, they only get a half an hour on weekends. And so we run it, and it's really paid great dividends for us. So be curious, develop healthy boundaries, and then here it is again. You gotta model health,
yes,
good, healthy
do.
Habits. I know that I've got some other things outside of work that are going on in my life right now that I'm really concerned about and thinking about. And if I wake up and I go on social media first thing, I just want to do it more and more throughout the day. So we've got to model healthy boundaries ourselves.
And there are some great apps, if you'll search, that really will help you monitor the time that you're actually spending on your phones or devices. The same for your kids, and you can actually control that time. And I think it's really important we do that. I actually had a friend of mine, adult friend of mine, who he had an alarm go off on his phone because he was checking something on, I think it was YouTube, and it went off and said, oh, my YouTube time's done for the day. He actually had an app monitoring his time, which I thought was great. Again, another example of setting those boundaries to really help us be that example.
Apple and Android have really made significant strides in that in the last couple of years of giving users the ability to limit their own use, but as well giving parents the ability to limit the use of their teens as well on screens.
Yep. Great information. All right, it's time for that segment in the podcast, Slang of the Day. What's your word?
So slang of the day is savage. So savage is the word. And savage, you'll hear used by teens. It's sort of like saying that dope or fierce, but it's a compliment. It's a compliment for something to be savage. So because if it's savage, you're showing bravery or you're showing a lack of fear that exists. And so if something is savage, it's kind of you're being brave. You've got this. Well, there was a song maybe that might have been almost 18 months ago or so called Savage Love. Like you've got this fierce love that you're willing to stand up and say no or push back or turn away from. And so savage is the word of the day.
Matt, you're savage.
That's
how about
all right.
That? That's a good thing.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you again for this information. It's been really helpful, especially as we talk about screen time. And obviously not just for our kids, but again, for us as adults, I think it's been really, really good for us to look at that and then say, where in our lives, you know, can we get better and be a good example?
Exactly.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for listening to this episode of Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast brought to you by Youth for Christ. The Lincoln Area Youth for Christ is a non-denominational, nonprofit organization. They serve over 2,400 youth in the Lincoln community and surrounding areas. If you'd like to learn more about their life-changing ministries, go to yfclincoln.org. That's yfclincoln.org. You can also check out our podcast there and subscribe to Engaging Today's Teens on your favorite podcasting app. We'll see you next time. All right. What'd you think?
Good.